My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Okay. Hello and good evening. You're on. I'm on tonight. I'm chat with Dr. Black, relationship specialist, and I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio Station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour. Just to let you know, I'm on air every other Sunday, so I'm on air tonight, this evening. I'm off air next Sunday, and then I'm back on air. So if you, for some reason, catch the middle or the end, and you want to hear the full entire show, then you'll have to catch me week after next. I'd like to give a shout-out to Doug. Good evening, Doug, and to Donald, who's the BBS radio owners. If any of you are interested in hosting or being on air live, then you would go to www.bbsradio.com and get in touch with Doug and Donald. I just love those two. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me give you the number in case you missed it at the intro. I'll give it to you slowly. The call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Again, 1-888-429-5471. And always remember, I love my two young adult daughters. As indicated on my intro, my specialty is dealing with the emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, and unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, and I'm going to make up my own words, marriageship and singleship, because I cover it all. Whatever you're going through, we can talk about it. Just to let you know, today is October the 11th. We are 11 days into Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I have a special guest I'm going to be introducing you to very soon. So with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is an annual campaign to increase awareness of the disease. While most people are aware of breast cancer, many forget to take the steps to have a plan to detect the disease in its early stages and encourage others to do the same. So, although we have made a lot of progress, but still have a long way to go, we still need your help. So, my guest this evening is a breast cancer survivor. Believe it or not, I actually went to elementary school, middle school, and high school with this wonderful breast cancer survivor. We're going to dialogue. And if you want to call in, share your stories, have any questions, please, by all means, please feel free to call in at 1-888-429-5471. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Miss Kim Keys. She's the founder and owner of Chemo Buddies. We're going to hear her story, and she's going to tell you the purpose of her organization. Very powerful, empowering woman. So welcome to the show, Kim Keys.
Thank you, Dr. Black. I appreciate you having me tonight. You reached out to me earlier this week, and you know, anytime somebody calls me and they want to talk about breast cancer or chemo buddies, I'm all for that. I'm not a big talker on the telephone, but I actually really do get wrapped up in this chemo buddies and breast cancer awareness for all women, but my passion lies with minority women because they die at a higher rate than any other race of women. And I'm just trying to get the word out. I had written 3 books prior to this, and technically 4 now, prior to bringing Chemo Buddies on, and I thought I was supposed to get my books out first, but when I told a few about Chemo Buddies and the need, I had a let me start by saying I'm a 3-year breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
And I had a very, very harsh chemotherapy treatment plan, and had a lot of really bad side effects during my treatment. And as we all have family and friends, and some of us significant others who have daily lives and have to go to work and school and whatever, I found myself a little afraid during my chemotherapy treatment. There were times when my heart rate would be elevated, or there was times when the chemotherapy medicine infiltrated my veins and came outside and burned my mm-hmm. skin. And all that stuff I went through, you know, chemotherapy patients, they sit in each session for 5 to 8 hours, you know, per day, depending on their treatment plan. And they can't move. They can't get up and go get lunch. They don't have really anybody there to sit with them the entire time. And although the nurses are there, the doctors are there, and the staff are available if there's an urgent situation, there were times when I found myself a little bit more nervous or not really wanting to finish the treatment, or hungry. And so Chemo Buddies was founded out of my own personal experience. And what we do in Chemo Buddies is we take buddy bags that are filled with all the necessities that a chemotherapy patient needs, because I knew what I needed, things to stop your nausea. So we have saltine crackers, Lay's potato chips, pretzels. We have ginger ale and bottled water. The blankets that the hospitals use have a high wool content, and mm-hmm. the wool aggravates chemotherapy patient's skin. So we have softer blankets that have no wool in them. We have activity books for those of us, mostly everybody I know that goes through chemotherapy usually have chemo brain. So
okay.
we bring in these word search and Sudoku and crossword puzzles to stimulate your brain while you're going through chemo.
Okay, so let me interject.
Sure.
So your organization is called Chemo Buddies, am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And it's spelled differently. It's spelled a little bit differently.
So tell us the spelling. If someone wanted to access your website, mm-hmm. how will they access you?
To access our website, Chemo Buddies is spelled with a K. My name is Kim Keys, so I like K's. So we played on the K, and we spelled KHEMOBUDDYS, not IES, but YS, to show ownership and possession that we take. We're a buddy, and we take each and every person and treatment and very personally. So it's Chemo Buddies, www.chemobuddies, KHEMOBUDDYS.org. And
okay.
You can go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's .org.
.org, yes.
Okay, so people can go there. So the purpose, let me just reiterate, the purpose of Chemo Buddies is to be able to give them a chemotherapy buddy bag. Is that correct?
Right. We call them chemo buddy bags.
Okay.
And,
so
they
chemo
have those
buddy
items
bag.
In them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so with that, these chemo buddy bags are not given out by the hospitals. How if, let's say, if my aunt who just went through chemotherapy,
mm-hmm.
this is really true. She was in stage 4 is when they finally detected her lung cancer. So
okay.
if she was actually a patient at a particular hospital and
mm-hmm.
she wanted to have a chemo bag, how mm-hmm. can she make sure that she has a chemo bag? Do you send them out?
Yes,
we
do.
Okay.
We actually, that's one of my favorite parts about Chemo Buddies, because this is how we've been able to go nationwide. is we have people that will send inbox messages via social media, or they will contact us on our website and send a message that way. And wherever you are in the U.S., we did one in Japan, wherever you are, if you say my aunt is going through chemo, I can't reach her, but I want to send her a buddy bag, we will fix up that bag. A lot of times people, we will ask people, well, what does she like? Like, in addition to what we put in our bags that are necessities, like our socks and all the other goodies we put into our chemo buddy bags, we actually will, if she likes NASCAR or she likes, you know, there's a kid, we had a three-year-old that we just sent a bag out to a couple weeks ago, and she had a brain tumor. And she likes Frozen. So we sent that to Arizona. We did a chemo buddy bag, but we added the Frozen toys and things of that nature. So when she got the bag, she saw it was all the necessities she's going to need, because it doesn't matter the age. You're still going to get nauseous. You know, you're still going to need something to settle your stomach. You're still going to get cold, maybe. You're still going to need socks. But we will do it to that particular patient's needs. So we do personalized buddy bags online. We get inundated with those requests. So, yeah, that's – and I like to actually myself go down to the post office, package up the bag really nice and neat, and send it out.
Okay, so you have actually and I recall seeing your bag. You actually have a bag. It is actually a recyclable –
That's right.
Yes. Because you can carry this bag to each and every one of your sessions, and you can reuse it even once you surpass taking the chemotherapy. You can still carry this bag and be proud
to the market.
Okay.
That you're done
to the
with
market.
Chemo, you can carry it to yoga because now you get to exercise and live again. So wherever you want to take it, to the gym, to we have recyclable bags that say chemo buddy, so you never forget who your buddy was while you were going through one of the toughest times in your life.
Okay, and that's just, it is actually a comfort. So if there's anyone out there who have any questions for Kim with chemo buddies, please, if you just want to interject, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And please, don't be afraid to call in, because women, men, fathers,
children,
husbands, children, you know, this is something that is really occurring now. What makes me tie myself in with chemo buddies is I lost my dad when I was 12. My dad was 39, but he was 38 when he got diagnosed with lung cancer. So to lose someone at 39 back then, about maybe 45 years ago, that was devastating. And to be able to, like Kim says, to be able to support an individual can, you know, be tiresome, but you still push past it. And like you had indicated, you didn't have a buddy. And I know we were talking before, and tell me, how did you come about chemo buddies? Because there's a very important piece here. When you told me that when you first started going to chemo therapy, you would take a sack lunch, and there was someone else there who did not. So give me that story.
It was my second session. I kept my eye on a lady who had stage 4 ovarian cancer. And her treatments were a solid 8 hours. And she had two small children. I'm assuming, okay, because I never, you know, really pried into her business, but she brought two small children. They were ages 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, they looked about. And she would come, and these kids were so well behaved. And she would come into treatment, and she would sit down, and she would have some things for them. And they each had like one or two toys, but they mostly would watch television. But, you know, it wasn't television for them, because the televisions are set for everyone in the chemotherapy room.
Okay.
And I watched her. That first time I watched her, and then the second time I watched her. And then I think it was on that third account when I started bringing more in my lunch for them. And I started requesting that I start my chemo an hour to 2 hours later so we would end around the same time, because not only in watching her with the kids and not having enough snacks, because the facility that we were at didn't even have a cafeteria that was closed or actually in the treatment center at all. And so if you didn't bring anything, they didn't have vending machines or anything like that. They would bring you a cup of water instead of a bottled water, which we know is not good for chemotherapy patients. And then they would bring like some crackers if you got a little sick or some graham crackers. So I started bringing a little bit more of my lunch to share with these kids. But in addition to that, my son and I would watch her get on the bus. She was getting on the bus and going home with these two kids. And this one day I said, no, we got to take her home. I got to take this woman home with these kids. And she actually lived much further than she should have to be at that treatment center with these kids. So, I just thought, you know, I don't know if she was a single mom. I assume that, and I've told the story over and over that she was a single mom because she was there with the kids. But as I've gone on to tell the story, I was thinking she could have been married and he could have been at work. You know what I mean? She didn't have any babysitter. They were so small, and they may not have had family here in the States. So it was just something that I saw. I had people that care. I always have to reiterate that I had good friends and an excellent family, but everybody has their own life to live. And so the hospitals can't provide, even the volunteers can't provide that sit down, eye contact, are you okay? Do you need a hand to hold? You know, can we put my hand on your shoulder? Do you need a hug or a scripture or a prayer? Like, they can't provide that extra oomph that a chemotherapy patient needs. You know, all these organizations, it's like, we want to talk about breast cancer and we want to talk about cancer and we want to, you know, but they forget about the most important part of cancer. The scariest part of cancer is the actual cancer treatment. It is the chemotherapy and the radiation. And there's nobody there doing anything. I mean, I've been talking about this now since 2000. I think I did my first show 2012 or 13. So it's funny that I watch TV now and I see how, you know, there's other organizations now saying no one should be alone. Well, I had a whole big, you know, book. I wrote a book about not being alone and your thoughts and, you know, some other stuff. So I wish people would just understand that there are a lot of people that voice their opinion and say, well, I do chemotherapy. You should do holistic medicine and you should forget about it. And you know, the chemotherapy is killing you and this, that, and the other. And they blame, you know, all this stuff. A cancer patient could care less about all of that. All they want to do is live.
That's right.
So let's get them, let's help them as much as we possibly can at living while they're here.
Yes.
And then, you know, when they're done or while they're done, let's do the other stuff also. But let's not forget about the ones that chose chemotherapy to be around their families a little bit longer. And it's a very, very harsh treatment. I always call it rat poisoning. But it's a very, very harsh treatment. You kill good and bad cells. So we have to live through that, you know. So celebrate those doing that. Let's help those people. Let's get in the treatment centers and make them a lot nicer for a 5 or 8 hour stay. Some people go Monday through Friday for chemotherapy for weeks. It's a lot. You know, radiation is eight weeks, you know, every day for 8 weeks. That's a lot. So I don't want to forget about those people. And I have to give back, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
Very, very true. Very true. If there's anyone out there who has any questions, comments, or concern, the call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Please, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And you can talk to someone who has firsthand at what an individual actually goes through when having to take that chemotherapy, what an individual has to experience even when they receive the diagnosis of that particular with cancer. I can say this, I had an aunt about a year ago, and it was my birthday. She called me on my birthday. She was in the hospital, and I gave myself a 50th woohoo birthday party, and she couldn't make the party. So she called, and she said, I can't make your party. And I said, okay, it's okay. So she said, I'm in the hospital with pneumonia. And long story short, she called me on the day of my actual, I think it was a day after my birthday, because my birthday was on a Friday. She called me. My birthday was Saturday. May 24th fell on a Saturday. And then she called me on a Sunday. And I was out having brunch to celebrate my birthday. And she said, my doctor is here and he has not given me good results. So I get on the phone with the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but I must tell you that your aunt has cancer. And I said, cancer? And he said, yes. And I said, well, I thought she had pneumonia. He said, well, the pneumonia, what we kept diagnosing as pneumonia, was actually cancer. And I said, because I had a history with my grandmother in 75 and my father in 77, I said, what stage is she in? Is it malignant? Is it benign? And he said, actually, it is malignant, and it is in both lungs. He said, in looking at the x-rays, I can't give her 100% diagnosis, but she'll have to see the cancer doctor, but she is in stage 4. I said, what happened to 1, 2, and 3?
She didn't know it.
And he said, no, she did not know it, because we have been misdiagnosing her with pneumonia. So she gave me back the phone, and he gave her back the phone after he and I had an extensive conversation, and I had 1,000 questions to ask him. And I felt so sorrowful in my heart, because she was by herself at that moment to get her diagnosis. And I just became her provider. I became her everything from that moment on. And I tell you, she was able to, she went to the doctor. She went to the cancer doctor.
Yes.
And they end up telling her, you are in stage 4. And if you treat with chemotherapy, you have 6 months, but no chemotherapy, it's 3 months. He said, wow. So prepare. And I told her, the strength you have within you can overcome everything that the diagnosis that the doctor has given you.
Right.
And so not only did I have to be her niece, but I had to be her therapist, her psychologist, her grounded person, her almost her caregiver. I had to be I was her conservator. I was her power of attorney. I was just her everything, and her comforter. And you're right, you do need comforting. And she was saying, she went for her first chemotherapy. She had a neighbor take her because I was at work. Mm-hmm. And when they took her, she had her chemotherapy, but the issue was she got sick. So they had to rush her back to the hospital, and they end up telling her that every time you come for chemotherapy, you have to always be rushed back to the hospital.
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah, so twice she had to be rushed to the hospital, back to the hospital.
Yeah.
To stabilize her from the chemotherapy. So the conclusion was, the doctor called me and said, and the nurse called me and said, she is not a candidate for chemotherapy.
Oh, yeah.
You have to make her as comfortable as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So they gave her, let me see, May, June. They gave her the diagnosis that she had 2, 3 months to live.
I'm sorry to
So,
hear that.
yes, it was devastating, but like I told her, I said, that's man talking. But she had a goal. She wanted to live to see her birthday, October 19th. I said, you can make it. You can make it. So
Oh.
with daily phone calls and daily activity, she was able to make it. Now, she did have some tragedies that did occur. Her grandson stole her car, wrecked the car. She had the car shot up. Well, that sent everything out of control. And then she's r rushed
The
back to the
stress of it
hospital.
all.
Yes, that extensive stress.
Yeah.
So she had to go through that. And then I told her, don't worry, let me take care of everything. So I
Right.
took care of everything. And then
Right.
she had a grandson that was incarcerated, and she wanted to wait for him to get out of where he was. And they said he would be released. Well, once he found out that she was going to be passing soon, he became a better person in his incarceration because they moved his date back from November to December. And he wanted to see his grandmother. She was holding on for him.
Oh
So,
my.
yes, I'm going to stop there and I'm going to come back because we have Paul
Okay.
who's a caller. And
Okay.
Paul, all right. Paul, are you there? Hi, Paul. Good evening. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. I would like to know how they're funded. Where do they get their funds?
Chemo Buddies.
Yes. You
Okay.
want me to answer?
Yes, Kim.
We are funded by donations, sponsorships and donations. Most of our fund came from the founder. And we have a board of amazing people. I mean, our board members all have personal cancer stories, so they bring a lot of empathy. There's 9 of us total, and then there's a couple of consultant board members that we have. But everybody has a personal cancer story, like either a spouse or a parent or a sibling had cancer. So they're very passionate about what they do. And we all just kind of chip in and do what it needs to be done when we're falling short. But donations are a big thing. We try to hold fundraisers a lot. We inundate people on social media about what we have going on. But we have a lot of supporters and always needing more. We have all of our supplies are housed in 3, 4 different garages. So we need a warehouse and office space. And, we're an organization that takes every bit of our funding and puts back into our patients. We don't have salaries, so these are all volunteer positions. And it's just a lot of care and concern. So we're funded through donations and sponsorships.
Paul, are
Hello?
you
You
there?
go to your website? Yes.
Yeah, you can go to our
You have a
website and
website?
donate. Yeah,
Yes.
www.chemobuddies, that's KHEMOBUDDYS.org. We have a donation button and you can donate there. We even have it set up to where if you want to donate monthly, you can do that. We have a couple people that do that. And yep, that's where we are.
Paul,
Okay.
on the website, Paul, it will take you to home, about us, who the board of directors are, a way to
It sure does.
contact them, the community service, sponsorship opportunities, volunteer, donate. Kim also does a blog, and then she will give you an example of what the actual chemo buddy bags look like. And
Right.
so Yeah, it is a website that is just really.
I'll go to their website.
Yes, please do. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, and so for those of you who are listening, Kim Keys is the guest. She's the founder and the CEO. She is at www.chemo.com, as in kite, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, O as in open. Buddy is B as in boy, U as in under, D as in David, D as in David, Y as in yes, S as in Sam, .org.
Right, correct.
And it also shows Kim in the natural of the hair she does not have. And then it just shows.
Well, I have hair now. That was.
No, yeah,
that
right.
Was, and my,
right,
actually,
right,
those pictures were done by my daughter. Yeah, I sent my daughter a picture of me after I lost my hair, and she kind of doctored it up, and I actually ended up liking it. It was hard for me to look at myself, but when she did it, I've liked that picture ever since. So.
Right. I love it. And I'm glad you put that on there, because those are actually the phases that one would go through. Honestly,
right.
It is. And so self-expression is very powerful, very,
right.
very powerful for the website.
Right.
Very powerful. And so
we try not to exploit people. I mean, we have dozens of hospitals that we go into weekly, but we take pictures with nurses, and you may see some of that stuff on our website, but we don't exploit the patients, because although cancer is spoken about, there are still a lot of people who are very embarrassed and shy about not having their hair, about being sick, and about just this entire life-altering illness.
Yes.
So we don't put pictures that people would not want us to have, and, you know, it's just something we don't do.
Correct.
But we have this, and I didn't want to get off track, but I wanted to tell you about this group of people. We have this fundraiser coming up this Friday.
Yes.
What is
Friday's date? October 16th?
The 16th. Yes, it's the 16th. And it's a nighttime gathering, like an adult gathering. We haven't had anything like this. Normally we'll do like a comedy club or our annual fundraisers. But there's a group of people. I was contacted by this lady. Her name is Vicky Lobo. And she's a realtor, and I think she works with REMAX, but I know she has the Lobo Network, so she might be affiliated with REMAX. But mm-hmm. REMAX, the Lobo Network, and these group of, I call them socialites for the Inland Empire, called the Framily, and they play on words, friends and family, and they put it together. It's called the Framily. Well, they contacted us. I know Vicky is a cancer survivor, but I'm not sure about who else in the group is also a cancer survivor. But this is their third year of hosting a fundraiser for the month of October. And they picked an organization. This year they happened to pick Chemo Buddies. And they said, hey, we're holding our annual fundraiser, and all the proceeds from that fundraiser is going to go to Chemo Buddies. Well, you know, you can't get me without tears, because it's like, where'd you get us from? You know,
yes.
So we had been in contact with Vicky months ago when we were looking for office space, because she's a realtor. We were looking for some commercial office space, but mm-hmm. had no clue she was a cancer survivor. So when she heard about Chemo Buddies, I guess this was stuck in the back of her head, and she decided to utilize us as the organization to give back to. And we're looking forward to that. There's a like an event space called Magdalena's, I think, in Upland. And you know, dance a little bit, socialize a lot, network even more, and meet some survivors, some cancer survivors who are doing, you know, much better. And meet Chemo Buddies. You can meet my board members if you come there. You can hear some stories. We have a slideshow that we usually take when we go to any event. That does show a little bit more in depth than something that's not on our website. But we just, you know, I take this opportunity to tell them thank you if they're listening. We really appreciate them doing this, and we're looking forward to their pink party. That's what they call it.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. So
I think so.
That is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
October the
16th.
The 16th.
Yes.
And it is, the event is going to be held at Magdalena's.
Magdalena, I think.
Oh, Magdalena.
Mm-hmm.
Magdalena in the city of Upland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And it is, what is the name of the organization? Oh, the Pink Party.
Yeah. And they're not an organization, I don't think. It's RE/MAX Realtors. And then the Lobo Network, but the actual event is being put on by these group of friends that call themselves family. And so, yeah, I don't think they're an organization. I just think they've been hosting this party. This is their third year, and they give to an organization of their choosing. So we're just honored to be recipients of it.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so it is an all cancer awareness early detection. It's the Pink Party Awareness Fundraiser for Chemo Buddies.
Right.
So that's who they are dedicating it to. And for those of you who are listening, if you are in the Inland Empire area, it is Friday, October 16th at 9 p.m. The location is Magdalena's Banquets and Catering at 220 North Central Avenue in Upland, California at 91786.
Yes.
So I love it. The Pink and Jeans Party Cancer Fundraiser Event for Chemo Buddies.
Yeah, that's, you can wear your jeans. They're telling you to wear jeans, pink t-shirts with a little bit of bling.
Bling.
So, or a lot of bling, however you get down. But yeah, they, it's not jeans or tennis shoes. But you can wear jeans and heels, or men can wear nice shoes. And men are encouraged to wear pink t-shirts also, show their support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's going to be nice. It'll be a nice event to get out and meet some other people with like minds who do charity work and give. I come from a family of givers. We've always given. And so Chemo Buddies is just an extension of who I was raised to be, which is an amazing thing. But in addition to that, it's always great to run up against people in doing this whole Chemo Buddies thing. There's so many people like you who believe in charity work and doing charity work. I wish in my community, I'm African American, I wish in the African American community that they realize the importance of charity work and giving back. Because, yeah, we do, you know, homeless, and we'll give some socks every year. We'll go to, you know, a mission and serve some food and stuff like that. But there are women can't afford mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things out there that we should start doing. And I always tell people, if you don't want to give your money to charity, you know, when you owe your taxes at the end of the year, if you would get, try to simplify it to where they can say, hey, now I don't want to owe in taxes, so I'm going to give to charity. Help yourselves out a little bit and help somebody else along the way. That's all.
Okay. Now, do you have you had any events within the last week or any events that are coming up besides this one that you would like people to know or participate in?
We always have something coming up. Right now we're doing a $5 donation challenge for the month of October, where you can go to our website. You can see us at Facebook, Chemo Buddies 50 at Facebook, or at Chemo Buddies, Instagram and Twitter. And you can go onto our website and donate $5. We're asking everybody to donate $5 because if we get, you know, five people to donate $5, that takes care of 2 to 4 patients per treatment. So they don't think it's a lot, but we try to manage our finances well enough that each bag, that we maximize the price of each bag. So, yeah, you can go to our $5 donation challenge. We have we need volunteers. I don't know how else to say that. We tell people donations, sponsors, yeah, we need money. But in addition to needing money, we have so many hospitals and we don't have enough volunteers. The volunteers we have, they want to stuff buddy bags, and that's great and all that stuff. But we actually need people to go to the hospitals to get their TB testing. We look for nurses who want to do some charity work. We have a community service guy. His name is Eric Alcantor, a young guy that sits on our board, and he's going to be going to the high schools and looking for all those students who need volunteer hours.
Wonderful.
And try to bring them on. And so we tell people, go on our website. We have a volunteer application. Go onto our website and fill out the application. We do have to screen everybody, because when you're dealing with cancer in hospitals, the hospitals will not let you in. You know, you have to be fingerprinted. There's a lot of high-profile patients. There could be, you know, a celebrity or an athlete, or that we just don't know. So we have confidentiality agreement. And, you know, we can't stress enough about giving back and making yourself available for other people.
So when you say you need volunteers,
yes.
What would these particular volunteers be doing when they go to the hospital?
When they go to the hospital, they'll take bags. We need runners.
Okay.
We have too many hospitals for ourselves. Right now, we stopped taking calls because we were getting more hospitals than we could actually have runners. So, you know, we got to answer the call. That's what we're here to do. But we need help. We need people to run to the hospitals and drop off bags. A lot of the hospitals that we have, they don't always give us the approval to go into the chemotherapy centers, which is fine. But our runners can come and drop it off to the volunteer centers. And then the volunteers at each hospital take the bag to the actual infusion center. So, you know, it's just a matter of picking up the bag from our location or one of our four locations and then driving the actual bag over to the hospital.
So how does a patient, okay, so let's say example, tomorrow is Monday and there's a patient who will be doing treatment at the cancer center in Los Angeles.
Which cancer center? There's a bunch of them.
Okay, so let's pick Cedars-Sinai
UCLA.
Cancer.
Okay,
let's do UCLA. I like
okay.
UCLA.
Okay.
So we'll do UCLA.
Okay.
How does a patient going in there know that they can receive a chemo buddy bag?
Now, we don't have control over that. That's the unfortunate part about it. We are in UCLA. So when you go in there and you see a bag, it's up to really the nurses or their volunteers. If we're not allowed in there, I think we're allowed in UCLA, but if we're not allowed in there, you don't know, you know. You don't know. So this is why it is so important to get our community involved in it, so that we become a name like Susan G. Komen. And when you when you see a pink ribbon, most people think of Susan G. Komen. So when you see this teal color, or you see these two cats, one who has a pitchfork, which represents chemotherapy, and the other one who's an angel, which represents chemo buddies, you know that's chemo buddies. And you know you can call this organization and say, I'm by myself. I take the bus, you know. I don't have anything. Can you bring me a bag? Or can you take, my sister is going. And we've gotten that a lot where people say, tomorrow my sister is going, or next Tuesday my sister is going to a Cedars-Sinai for her first treatment. Can you deliver a bag there? And we do
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so it's just by word of mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. Right now, I mean, the hospitals do good. I mean, a lot of these nurses, like I know San Antonio Hospital, I know for a fact, BreastLink in Orange County, they have patients who have done testimonials for chemo buddies. They have patients who have, out of the blue, I just get a box of supplies that go into our buddy bags that are sent from patients from different hospitals. So they're aware. They know, you know, that it's there. If you see it, the nurses will give it out. If they are a hospital that has signed on with us, Mm-hmm. They know we just got Kaiser. We did Kaiser's health fair on October 1st, and Kaiser partnered with us. So we'll be in Kaiser hospitals, which is a huge get, which is why we need even more donations and even
Wonderful.
More money. You know, so, yeah, bringing along Kaiser was a big deal. And so, yeah, we tell people, go to our website, fill out your volunteer application. We tell people, donate. You know, $5 challenge is nothing. But can you imagine if everybody on your friends list or, you know, who follow you on Twitter and Instagram or whatnot would give you $5? We'll give $5, man,
that would
be
set. Perfect.
You know, we'd be set to the end of the year at least for a $5 challenge. If we get everybody to share it, we'd be set for even longer than that, you know. So,
right. Are you on Twitter? That's the question. Are you
yes,
on Twitter?
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. We're on Twitter.
You're on Twitter under Chemo Buddies?
Mm-hmm. Chemo Buddies perfect. 1, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Chemo Buddies. Okay. So if for those of you who are listening, you can follow Chemo Buddies on Twitter. I have a Twitter account, so I'll be adding you as my friend.
Thank you.
As Chemo Buddies, for those of you mm-hmm. who have just tuned in, wow, we've talked about so much. And if for those of you who have any questions or comments or concerns, thinking about donating, please call in. The number is 1-888-429-5471. If you have any questions, now is the time. As this show, we're dedicating it at, I dedicate it to October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so I want to let everyone have an opportunity to be educated, to know what an individual such as the founder and CEO of Chemo Buddies, Kim Keys, has experienced, what she has went through. And so if any of you have any questions, please, by all means, feel free to tune in or call in. Number is 1-888-429-5471. If not, Kim and I will continue to have a conversation on, you know, making yourself aware. So tell me, what do you have coming up in the next month or so that you would like everyone to know about?
In the next month or so, I don't know, other than our, you know, our Donate a Buddy Bag, that's always going on. That's a $25 challenge that we tell people. You can go on our website. It's always up there. Donate a Buddy Bag. It's just someone donating $25, and it's not a specific person. It's just a buddy bag. We have, you know, fundraisers coming up, but April is our annual fundraiser. That would be April 16th. Everybody want to come out and have meet some survivors. We tell survivor stories. Our last one, we had, you know, I told you we had survivors come from Boston. And so we, from all over, we had a really, really powerful speaker. Her name was Itavia Peters. And
yes.
She was a kid. I think she was 11 or 12 when she lost her leg to cancer, bone cancer. So we try to bring survivors out. Most of our fundraisers, we just had a comedy event, which was hugely successful, and we had so much fun. We had some nurses from the hospitals. We had survivors, and we have this one lady. Her name is Lisa Wellman. We have a golf tournament coming up next year that we're actually in the works of putting together as we speak. And a pretty large golf tournament we're going to be having. But we have this lady who works. She's an executive for Mary Kay. And anytime mm-hmm. we have an event, she donates a ridiculous amount of goods. I mean,
wonderful.
$400 or $500 baskets, Mary Kay baskets with healthy snacks for chemotherapy patients. No GMO, you know, no sugar. None of that in her packages. And you ask her a question, she's going to sell some tickets. You can call her. Well, she's suffering from incurable brain cancer.
Wow.
And it's pretty severe. Well, she came out to our comedy night, and she brought another gift, another basket. You know, it's whatever we ask her. So for our
organization.
Our organization, we are our golf tournament. We are trying to raise money to help her because, in actuality, she's a chemotherapy treatment patient. And all that she's done for us, I just happened on her website and noticed that she stopped treatment because she couldn't afford it. So for me, chemo buddies is for chemotherapy treatment patients. And she can't take any chemo because they have run out of funds. And because she and her husband are self-employed, they don't have insurance. So they've been paying all of her treatment up until now out of their pockets. So our golf tournament is going to be dedicated to Lisa. And a portion of our profits will largely go to Lisa and her treatment, to continue treatment.
Phenomenal. So not only is chemo buddy receiving, you all are able to do some, able to give.
Right.
Which
we give every day. We get, that's what we're in the
process.
Yes.
Well, that's, you.
Yeah.
Yes.
A
but
double
in,
fold.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a twofold blessing.
Correct.
Is what you're actually doing.
Yeah. Well, she's done incredible things for chemo buddies. I mean, you can't ask her not to do, you can't ask her one thing and she just takes good care of us. So, yeah, we just actually had this past week, we got Carmelita Jeter, the Olympian, the gold medalist, signed on for chemo buddies to raise funds. So she's endorsed us. She's going to let everybody know, and she's going to fundraise for us in the next few months. She's going to stuff a buddy bag. She's going to come out and build a buddy bag. We do those little, every now and then we will open up the doors for people to come out and see what we do and stuff buddy bags. Volunteers to take a Saturday or one day during the week and stuff buddy bags. But she's also going to go with us to the hospital and hospitals, a few hospitals, and deliver buddy bags. So we're really excited to have her. I think it was her aunt or her mother who had breast cancer, who passed away from breast cancer. So she is passionate about cancer organizations, and they actually called us and sought us out. They had did their research on us, and so she is excited, as we are, to be, you know, endorsing Chemo Buddies, partnering with us. I guess she has a jewelry line that she's sponsored by Nike, and she's sponsored by Susan G. Komen, but she also has a jewelry company called My Intent. It's like a word art they do. And so the portion of those proceeds are going to go to Chemo Buddies, and then she's going to match it. So it's just been a blessing having people. We get calls just like you donating bags. It's just been phenomenal, the reception we've had in just a few short months. Like, I've been working on this since the end of 2013, but I hadn't told anybody. I think the first person I actually ever told was maybe my best friend Kim, and then I think it was my daughter and my son-in-law, and of course my son, he's my little confidant. But so it's been a long time coming for me, but I'm very patient. But we just came on the scene and told everybody who we were January of this year. And here we are, October, and we are inundated with hospitals and bags and people coming on board. So we want this to be a movement. As long as cancer and chemotherapy is around, Chemo Buddies will be around. Even if I'm not even here, I have set in place where there will be people to take it over and take it to the next level. So, you know.
Which is phenomenal, because this is where it all begins. Mm-hmm. And we all have to be able to give, because you never know when someone in your family is going to be in need.
Right.
And so.
Right. No one does it. Like, we didn't have cancer in our family. I mean, I had a cousin who had breast cancer. She's very close. She's more like a sister. She's like my cousin's sister. But she had breast cancer. She didn't have chemotherapy. She had radiation. It was early stages. But on her dad's side of the family, cancer ran in that family. But on our side of the family, no one knew what to do. I didn't know what to ask for. My sisters and I were like, what is going on? No one had cancer. So I was the first one, and we were like, well, what are we supposed to do with this? You know, so I didn't know. They didn't know. I didn't know what help I needed. I didn't know how to tell them. I read a lot. I think my daughter had a friend, and then my son, and he's a biology major, so he made up a concoction of vitamins And so after every treatment, he would say, take this, 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 and this, and put them together. And I would take these vitamins, and I would go back to get my white count read, and they couldn't believe my white count was back up so fast. And so, you know, there are so many variables to Chemo Buddies and the founder and the organization as a whole, but cancer is such a disease curable.
Yes.
And if people would reach out and seek help and mm-hmm. early detection and go to the doctors, like we say we don't have insurance, but we can have a Gucci bag or
yes.
BMW. You know, for me, I always wanted insurance, and I always made sure my kids and I had annual checkups. That's what summertime is for, the dentist
Correct.
And a physical. So
yes.
get into a routine in your mind, just like you make coffee or you, whatever that routine is, you go to the jazz festival every summer. Go to that week you're going to the jazz festival and you're getting your hair done and your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a mammogram.
Yes.
Go have a pap smear. So I wish that I could tell people how important it is to know that you don't have to die from cancer. There are treatments.
Mm-hmm.
It is curable. But if you don't
yes.
tell, if you just sit home day after day after day, night after night after night, and say, I'll go tomorrow, you know how fast it spreads? I had HER2 positive, the most deadliest form of breast cancer you can have, the most aggressive form of breast cancer. 5 years ago, now eight years ago, I would not have been here today. So I'm thankful every day, and every day that I can be here and help somebody else or even have a little bit of empathy, broke or not, I'm going to do it. But now with all this new medicine and the fact that I was getting mammograms from the time I was 30 because I was prone to having cysts in my breast, it's why I'm here today.
Yes,
but if I had waited
right.
even another 6 months, I would not have been able to survive. I went from them finding it in the biopsy stage one to the day they removed it was stage two. And that was only 6 weeks later. So,
wow.
You know, yeah.
In leaps and bounds.
Yep. That's for sure.
Well, you know, this has been a very, how can I say it? A very eye-opening search deep in the heart.
Yeah. Definitely.
Show within the last hour. And although I do cover relationships, you know, this is where it really begins. A relationship with going to get a pap smear, a relationship
your
with
doctor.
Going to get
yeah.
a mammogram.
Your health. Yeah.
Yes.
Like
a relationship
with your body. Yes.
Physician. A
yes,
relationship
exactly.
with your body. So yeah. we have to build relationships and we have to learn to take care of ourselves inside out.
Yep, that's right.
Inside out. We do so well as people. We go to the gym, we work out.
Mm-hmm.
Men, you get your hair cut, you shave up.
Yeah.
Women, you go so far to... Women, we have just gone stupidly, and I made up that word because I'm Dr. Black, I can. We have just gone stupidly crazy. We go and we, let me start from the head. We have straight hair. We go make it curly. We have curly hair. We have straight hair. We have black hair. We make it gold. If you have dark hair, you make it blonde.
Right.
The blood of Jesus, let us pray. Let me go to the eyebrows. We have thick eyebrows. Then we want to take half of them off. We don't have no eyebrows. We put them on. Let me go to the eyelashes. What we've been blessed to have is not enough. So we go and we glue on more. Now the glue is in your eyes. You know, Father God, help us. Then we don't have the right nose. We got to trim our nose down. Our cheekbones aren't high enough. Now we got to make them higher. Our lips are too thin. Now we have to go get injections. Let me keep going. Now we're on the breast. The breast is not full enough, so now we have to go get implants. Are you for real?
No.
The waist is not small enough. Now we either go for surgery, but now we have to follow the Kardashians and Black China, and now we put on a waist cincture. Are you for real? No exercise, but you got on a waist cincture.
Right.
And half the time you can't breathe and you can't eat.
It's
so messed
organs.
Up. Yes. So, you know, now we don't have enough butt. So now we, by any means necessary, we go get some butt injections. And you want it all. You want it. And now you get cement put into your butt. Or, oops, I have too much fat on my stomach. So now I'm going to put this fat on my butt back.
Yeah.
And then now what's the latest? Now you go and you have your vagina cut down. That's latest.
The vagioplasty.
Yeah, the blood of Jesus, let us pray. Men, you better go out and get you a Barbie doll.
They do. That's what it is. That's what you are. Yeah.
That's what we have become, women. All this outside, it ain't done nothing in the inside.
Nothing in the inside, and our hearts are stone cold or you know, bitter
and
or jealous.
I forgot the nails. I forgot about the fingernails.
Yeah.
You not only get your fingernails like done with the pointies on them, but now you go get your toenails done. When does it stop? Just stop it. Just stop it. And
well,
your hair's not long enough, so now you got to go get some extra added. You got to go get it down to to the booty that you just wouldn't have redone.
Stop it. Yeah.
And you can't rewrite or do math.
Right.
Arithmetic. Because you're too busy spending your money, and then you got to drive the finest and the nicest car.
Yeah. Well, I think and getting back to like the charity, I'm thinking to myself when I see these young girls made up so, is that substance. Like, what message are you sending to young girls? Because you're not good enough. You don't look good enough. You're telling them, let me go get your hair done, but forget, I need to take you down here so you can work at the kitchen. Let me show you how to give back a little bit and do something for others. Let me show you something real opposed to all of this superficial stuff that's eventually going to go out of style. It just makes you look older. You know, I always see those before and after pictures with no makeup on and then with makeup on, and I always find that the no makeup look much younger and much prettier. So it's, again, in our community, let's teach them about giving back and about on the inside, living on the inside, taking care of your body from the inside out, treating people nicely and right from the inside out, living from the inside out. You know, with that old saying, my grandmother used to say, you're ugly inside, you're ugly out. Yeah, if you're good inside, you're going to be good out. You know, so put good in, feed good stuff into your bodies. You know, do some charity work. You know, love somebody, give somebody a hug, get something other than all that stuff that's on the outside that you think makes you look pretty.
I agree, and say hello to someone in a very
easy,
in a very easygoing.
Stick up for someone.
Attitude.
Stick up for someone. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Volunteer. Can we just, the blood of Jesus, can we just volunteer? Can we give of ourselves without worrying about your fingernails and your toenails and your other nails? So, I like to say this was a very eventful hour that we spent together.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It is my pleasure.
That.
I hope those of you who listened in this evening enjoy the conversation.
Right.
I really enjoyed the conversation. It was very educational.
Good.
Remember, if you are interested, donations or Chemo Buddy at www.chemobuddies.com. That's KHEMOBUDDYS.org. This is a organization that is on the move. You know, you'll look back in about 5 years and you'll say, oh my God, I remember.
Thank you, Dr. Black. I see that, girl. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes. This is where it all starts. It starts right here. You know, that song started from the bottom, now we're here. And so this is really where it starts. It starts here. So
I
like to say
that
to our wonderful caller, Paul, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, it looks like he donated too, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, way to go, Paul. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. God is so good. And so I like to say thank you so much. Thank you so much to BBS Radio.
Yes, thank you for having me.
This is phenomenal. And so remember, everyone out there listening, relationships start with yourself, and have a very quaint and very, very special relationship with your doctor. And if you haven't seen your doctor, please make sure you go and see your doctor. If you need to have a mammogram, if you need to have a pap smear, there's a lot of doctors who are doing them for free.
Or a prostate exam. Like, we forget the men. And remember, men, you get breast cancer too. There are a lot of men that have breast cancer, and we leave them out. If you see something that doesn't look right or feels not right, don't be embarrassed. Go get yourself checked out so your family needs you.
Yes, and everyone, just please reach out. Reach out, be kind, love up on someone this week. And if you are a breast cancer survivor, if you are in the midst of breast cancer or any type of cancer, whether if you are a male, female, or a child, please reach out to Chemo Buddies. You can either reach them on Twitter. You can DM Kim Keys, CEO, founder, or either you can go to www.chemobuddies.com. Reach out. Just reach out and touch. As I am wrapping up, I want to say I love you all dearly. It has truly been a pleasure. And I'm going to say I love you all. Thank you for listening in. Remember, I'm not on air next Sunday, but I'll be on air the following Sunday. And I think that following Sunday, it's going to be a really interesting show. And so you have to listen in. As I say, have a wonderful upcoming week. Be blessed. And I'm going to say I love you all. Goodbye. And as Kim can sign off, I'll give her the last minute to sign off on.
I want to thank you guys for having us. www.chemobuddies.org is where you can go to donate or volunteer. If you accidentally put .com, it's okay. It'll take you to .org or vice versa. We thank REMAX and the Lobel Network and the family for the event that they're hosting in our honor on this Friday. Come on out 10:16 to Magdaleno's and get your groove on. We don't normally dance, and I'm not a great dancer, but I plan on doing some that night. And we just thank you. $5 donation challenge. Please come out. Volunteer. Our volunteer applications are on there. And don't forget about Chemo Buddies. We haven't forgot about you.
Wonderful. Okay, Doug, thank you so much. It's been really great.